All right. Here's what I love the most. I love when we're, somebody's just ready to go. So we have Mayor Sue Kempf on the line halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you as part of the program. Welcome, Mayor Kempf.
Hi, Ed. Good morning. Beautiful day here.
It is absolutely a stunning Laguna Beach morning. It's one of those days that we just, you know how your Facebook friends across the country just hate you when you post pictures?
It's
one of those days. Yeah, it's one of those days this morning.
Well, it's fun to rub it.
It is
fun to rub it in the center.
It really is. It really is. I get a kick out of it sometimes. Yeah, and we know that I have a lot of I got a lot of friends back east and a lot of listeners back east actually suffering right now. We don't laugh at your suffering, but we sure dig what we're doing here. So.
So true.
I want to talk in just a moment about the Zoom meeting last night at Laguna Forward and maybe some of the things you covered. I'm not sure if this was one of them. Over on Coast Highway at the Heisler Building, they want to establish a Chipotle Mexican Grill with takeout where the Tommy Bahama used to sit. And it would include modifications, including a walk-up pickup window and some exterior signage. That has been postponed, though. The applicant has requested postponement of this review until April, and the Planning Commission said cool. How do you respond to those that say it's a corporate restaurant and it infringes on the charm of our community?
Well, first of all, I heard late yesterday that they have withdrawn their request. So, and I don't know what the reasons for that are. I have a feeling it could be because the Planning Commission, when Subway came before them a couple weeks ago, they gave very specific direction. And, I don't think Chipotle really likes to kind of amend their offering to the extent that we would probably request something. Right. I think at one point when I was on the Planning Commission, I think Chipotle was thinking about going into someplace on Broadway, and I think it is where Carmelita's is now. And as the discussion went on with city staff, it was clear that, they'd have to modify their offering to make it not look like a corporate restaurant and look like a Laguna restaurant with the Chipotle name on it. So I just don't think they were game to work with us in terms of how we would want to modify their program. And I'm not sure, although I like Chipotle and I wouldn't mind it coming in town maybe somewhere else, but in our downtown core, I don't think it's a great fit. That's my own personal opinion, but I haven't heard anything formally from them, so I don't know the specifics about what they were planning. So I don't think it's a bad thing that they kind of went away. I'm sure the owner of the building is not happy, but I don't think it's the right place for a restaurant like that.
Wouldn't have been a good fit.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that news this morning. And speaking of that, when something goes through design review or the Planning Commission, on the council, and as you sit on the council, do you keep one eye on projects in design review, or do you prefer just let it play out there and then tackle it?
Well, what I do, I don't know what other council members do, but I let it play out. And before, let's say it's a design review appeal coming forward to us on a home, or it's a, something that the Planning Commission has forwarded on to us or staff has forwarded on to us, I wait until it comes to us, and then I go back and I watch the tape. That way, it kind of keeps me up to speed in what the Planning Commission or Design Review Board had to say about the project. And then I look at it based on the updates from staff and then my own opinion based on my own research.
I get the feeling you took copious notes in high school and college, didn't you?
Well, not my first year. Who does their first year of college? I got on board after that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Last night you spoke at the Laguna Forward Zoom meeting. Can you tell us some of the things you spoke about?
Yeah, I did. I talked about kind of the COVID impact at City Hall because we've had a lot of people sick with COVID, just like every other business and all around the community. I know so many people, Ed, who either have COVID or had it. It's just very widespread now. City Hall is no different. We've been able to keep it open, but a lot of sick people down there. But, they're still moving along with their business, and that's kind of what we need them to do. We decide not to close City Hall because we have so much work to do in town. If we keep closing City Hall, we're never going to get anything done. So anyway, they're working on that, working through that. the survey officially closed yesterday at 5 o'clock. I talked about that, and that we're going to use that the results of that survey for our strategic planning on March 4th. Okay. I talked about the last council meeting where we had, you know, kind of a two-part discussion on housing. One was the housing element, and the next were candidate housing sites that Steve Kellenberg presented. And then, let's see, what else did I talk about? I talked about environmental, just one or two environmental things. One was community choice energy, which I'm exploring with Council Member Weiss.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit about public safety in terms of our fire mitigation, fire safety program that we passed in 2019 that we have, you know, we had a pretty long implementation plan, and we're still in the midst of that. We've got a lot of things accomplished, but we still have to, we have more work to do on that. I talked about thinking about taking over the South Laguna beaches from the county. We're in the, you know, kind of an exploration phase with Lisa Bartlett.
Right.
And Bob Whalen.
What does that process look like for us?
Well, I don't know exactly quite yet, but from my point of view, we look at it as, you know, what could we get a better benefit and to care better for our beaches if we took them over? What would be the cost? What would be, you know, what do we consider the liabilities of doing that? So we're just looking at, I'm looking at it more from the financial perspective, and also what can we do to make things better down there for South Laguna? And if we took them over, what effects could we have? You know, when we were going through COVID and all the beaches were impacted, I met with the county and our own marine safety at one of the South Laguna beaches, and we talked about some of the issues they were having. And they were very responsive in terms of, you know, getting people down there to address the trash and the bad behavior. So they were, and working with our marine safety, they were pretty collaborative, and I'd appreciate that. So I don't know. It needs further investigation, but it's a thought. That subject's been broached many times over the years, and so we just have to figure out, does it make sense or not for the city?
And just one more follow-up on that. Your gut feeling, if we have local control over that, is there more attention paid to our beaches and, you know, perhaps the vandalism that we see on rocks and the spray painting of rocks? Is there more attention to that stuff? Will we be able to divert more resources to them than the county currently does?
Well, you know, I'm on the council, so I'd like to think so, right?
Right.
I'd like to think that things that we're responsible for, we take care of to the greatest extent that we can. So, I mean, my opinion is if we're responsible for something, we better do a good job on it. Right. And so that's, you know, that you have to bake that in the analysis. Mm-hmm. How many resources would it take? What's our response time? If we have, you know, an issue like that, we can usually clean up the next day. You know, our Public Works has been great about that. I often call them when someone calls me and says we have, you know, graffiti at Ruby Beach. I'll let Sheree know, and they'll clean it up the same day or the next day. So those kind of things I think we can easily address. It's trying to figure out what are the range of issues and just make sure that, you know, we'll be a responsible steward of our beaches.
You mentioned graffiti, and I mentioned vandalism, and a listener asks a question that there's been social media postings that include home monitoring systems spotting burglaries or people breaking into cars. Is the chief aware of this, and are we focusing attention on this?
Well, I don't know. I'll talk to the chief about it, but I'm pretty sure they know that a lot of residents have cameras.
Right.
And I know personally when people have called me about an issue and they tell me they have, you know, camera footage, I've told the chief, hey, by the way, they have camera footage. But, you know, most of these people, when they call the police department, they do say that they have a video of whatever happened in their neighborhood, whatever event happened to them, that they usually tell the police chief or the officer that they have video.
Okay. And
I'll ask the chief about that because, you know, more eyes. You notice in London, for example, when they have an event, they have CCTV everywhere.
Right.
They catch people all the time.
Right.
It's because of their video. Yeah.
I applaud
residents that have video. I think it's the right thing to do.
Right. I personally couldn't imagine not having it. I couldn't imagine not having a ring system on the door, but, you know, the doorbell ring system type thing. Yeah.
That's right.
Another listener question that Cox has been the internet provider or an internet provider here in town for 20 plus years. And some community members think that the city has an exclusive contract with them. Can you explain that relationship and whether or not you do?
Well, we may have a general agreement, I don't know, but we don't have any control over Cox. I mean, we can meet with Cox, and we can meet with their representatives and talk to them about service issues, but we don't have any control over them. You know, that's a problem with these monopolies that come into, you know, areas, is that you don't have a lot of leverage because they're holding all the cards. So, you know, my advice to residents is if you're having Cox issues, if you don't get any relief when you call them and if you don't get any traction, then let us know. And, you know, I'm happy to convene a meeting with their public affairs lead and talk to them about our issues. I'll talk to them anytime.
All right. Excellent. And I'm curious, back to a question that I've been curious about here. Do we still have access to any state or county monies from the COVID relief package?
I don't think so. But what we do have an opportunity to get, and I'm going to be working on this, is surplus money from the state. And the state announced that they had a huge budget surplus again. And we want to get our hands on some of that money. Right. So, you know, I'm going to work on that. I think it's possible. We have, you know, Dave Mynd is our state senator and Cotty is our assembly person, but they're moving out of they're going to be, you know, moving out of our district. So we want to make sure while we still are working with them that we can, you know, get some money for Laguna Beach. So I'm going to work on that. Hopefully we can, you know, pitch our, make our case and get some money.
Okay. And you've got a State of the City address on March 1st. Are you currently working on it? And can you give us a preview of the state of our city?
Yeah, you know, I haven't started working on it. I have the presentations from past State of the City. I think our State of the City in 2020 was virtual, but I think the last one we did in person was, of course, 2019. So, yeah, I've got the presentations. I haven't started working on that, but I started thinking about what I want to talk about. And I'm going to be working with the city manager on the programming. Okay. So we'll be talking about that probably next week, I think.
All right. We'll definitely look forward to that. And this coming Tuesday night, another council meeting. Anything on board that we need to know about?
We don't have a lot. We're going to review the fire department, you know, requests for ambulance service. That's the major thing we'll be talking about.
Okay.
We had kind of an introductory discussion on that, you know, a month or so ago. And we're going to take that up again because we have to figure out how do we want to do it because first of all, if we're going to take it in-house, we got to decide what we're going to do because we got to start hiring people because I think we have to be ready to go full service by June. So I don't know how it's going to come out. We'll talk about it again. We got to figure out what the budget implications are and just kind of pragmatically does it, you know, what kind of plan makes sense for Laguna.
Okay. All right. Sue Kempf, are you going to, I hope you're going to take advantage of this magnificent day and get out and enjoy it a little bit today, right?
Well, I'm going to do my mayoral duties today, which I have a lot. When you're the mayor, you have a lot of things to do.
All right.
And so that's mainly what I'll be doing, but I'll get a chance to walk downtown a little bit today. I'm trying to stay away from the humans right now because I don't really want to get COVID.
You and me both. You and me both. And that's why we're not sitting across from each other at this moment. We're trying to stay away from each other. This is a good thing.
That's right. I've had a few things and stuff, but I really don't really want to be around very many people right now. So I'm trying not to get COVID, but it may happen.
I'm with you. Mayor Sue Kempf, we know your time is valuable, and we certainly appreciate you taking these moments to be with us this morning. Thank you again for being here today.
Fun time.
We'll look forward to talking to you next Thursday. 8:44 the time. Thank you, Mayor Kempf. 8:44 on the Mornings with Ed show.